We solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge for the Wizarding World with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have Nadine, your hymnal Hufflepuff.
Lexi, your hard rock Hufflepuff.
Tori, your refrained Ravenclaw.
And Casey, your harmonious Hufflepuff.
Yay! Tori, you're outnumbered 3-1.
I know.
This is the Hufflepuff
I can stand my ground.
Puff episode.
but as you may have noticed, we have a guest with us today, Casey. Welcome Yay! To our podcast.
Yay!
Casey is my beautiful, talented, awe-inspiring sister-in-law, and so she's also Angela's sister-in-law. She married our only brother, so it's pretty special.
She's also Grace's sister-in-law. But...
Oh yeah, Grace just
Grace
never podcasted.
Technically kick Grace in the podcast.
Kick her
Poor
out.
Grace.
Who needs Gryffindors?
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, this is our first guest on our podcast, so it's pretty special.
Pretty honored, and I have to say.
Yeah.
Yes!
So we just wanted our listeners to get to know you a little bit and introduce you in the Muggle world, and then we'll introduce you in the Wizarding world, and we'll just go from there.
Awesome.
So, we have some questions for you. So, to get to know you in the Muggle world, I thought that we could go over some of your personality quizzes. Because I'm obsessed with personality quizzes. Whenever I find a personality quiz, I text it to, like, everybody. And I'm like, take this quiz.
It's true.
It's true.
Tell me everything.
Tell me all you know.
Tell me all of the personality of yourself.
So like, I noticed one's missing from your list, though, Nadine. Have you taken the Enneagram test?
I haven't taken that. Have you?
Wait, what is
it's
it?
Amazing.
You Can haven't taken the Enneagram one? Oh, my gosh.
No.
After the episode.
Lexi, is that the number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I vaguely heard about that.
Yeah.
I need to take that.
Anyways, that's a whole other thing. But before we jump into the personalities, Casey, tell us about your life and your family and what you do and where you're from, all the things.
Alrighty.
I like skipped this entire section.
Oh, well, it's fine. Well, my name's Casey and I'm a Mickelson, so I can belong here because I married into your family, right?
Yes.
The Mickelsons. I'm here. I'm here for it.
You're like the only
one. You're the only one because none of us are.
I was going to say everybody else changed names and I just jumped in, kept it going. Oh my gosh. Well, my name's Casey, and what do you want to know about me? Grew up in Boise, Idaho, and I love
Boise.
It. Yes, it's the best. So if you're ever wondering, it's great. And I'm a singer and musician, and that took up a lot of my life and my time, and I love doing that. And I met my husband, that these ladies know pretty well.
Good old
in college, I know, and we got married, and we now live near everybody here, and we have two adorable kids that we are obsessed
it's
with.
It's true. They're adorable.
Freaking adorable.
We really like them. So,
like, whenever I want to be happy, I think about your little boy.
Well, whenever. Me too.
You can't like be upset and think about
He's
him.
He's a happy
at the same
guy.
Time, so.
Yeah, we really we're lucky. We lucked out. We got two cute ones, so that's me in a nutshell, I guess.
Yay!
Love it.
Perfect.
All right. Well, let's ask the personality quiz ones.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is, Casey, what is your personality with the 16 personality thing? Like the I, the E,
the thingamajigs.
P, J, F, all those letters.
I know.
Is it Myers-Briggs? Is that what it's
I think
called?
It is.
It's called Myers-Briggs. That's
yeah,
the right
Myers-Briggs.
One. I was like,
I was just going to see how long Tori would go.
I would.
She's going to list them all.
C, D.
It's your letter number code personality.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I got this.
Well, I don't know how recently you guys have taken this one, but I took it again in preparation for this because I didn't really remember because there's too many letters, right? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But I am an ENFJ, and I think that is consistent with what I was last time I took it. But now they have this, like, other thing that I've never seen before. So I'm, like, an ENFJ dash something else. Have you seen
that? Oh, man.
I know.
I haven't taken it in a while. Apparently, yeah. I need to take it again.
So what's your title?
The Protagonist.
Okay, cool. Cool. So we are all INFJs.
Oh, really?
So
we have the literally all of us
is that you're the extrovert and we're all introverts.
Which I feel like has changed as I've gotten older. Like, I feel like I'm more introverted as I've gotten older, but I don't know. At my core, maybe I am an extrovert, but that's so funny.
But it's interesting because Angela is the ENFJ.
Oh, really?
Too. So we're all the same except introvert versus extrovert.
So what is you guys' title then?
We're the advocate.
Oh,
the
I
little
love
old
that.
Wizard man.
Oh, yeah. The little green robed wizard man.
Yes, this guy that I have is like wielding a sword and with he's the sword. Like just yeah. ready to help people out
ready
all
to
the time.
Take on the fight.
Like... Yes.
But yeah, I felt like when I read through it again that it described me pretty well most of the time. You know, and the weaknesses always get you. You're like, oh, yep.
I know. You're like, that was me.
Yep.
Why is it that we can totally relate to the weaknesses way more than the positives?
Yeah.
No, dang it.
Like, that's not me. That's not me. Oh, the yep,
oh,
that's me.
Oh, dang it. That's totally me.
I know. I'm like, okay, I'm fine with it saying that I'm a leader or like kind or whatever, but then it's like struggles to make the tough decisions. I'm like, dang it. So
why
had to throw that way?
I had to just put me down like that. But there
they
it
are
is.
Always good to like say your strengths, and then they go into weaknesses. So they like build you up, and then they're like, well, let's talk about a few
tear
things.
You right down.
Talk about some of the things you need to work on.
That's so funny. So there it is, ENFJ.
Next one, then. What is your color code personality?
All right. I'm a white. Nice. But all growing up, I was like a solid yellow, which I think,
aww.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, yeah. Like I took it as a younger person and I was yellow and red. Isn't that weird?
Oh,
and now
that's one of the more rare combinations.
Yellow red.
Oh. Yeah, you don't really see yellow red.
Isn't that weird? Well, apparently I'm not anymore because
now you're white.
Your priorities change,
which makes sense too. So I'm all right.
Which
with
it's interesting because I have the color code book.
Oh,
and
you do?
He tells you in the like the preface of it is to take it from your childhood perspective.
Yes.
To find out who you innately are.
And you
know
what?
Because your life...
I did. I still got white this time.
Oh, go!
So maybe. I don't know. But that's so interesting, yeah. Right? Because we're probably truer to ourselves as children or something. I don't know.
Yeah, just like who you innately are versus like what your life circumstances have like molded you to be.
I love that.
Because my mom, she is innately white. But because of how she was raised and how many siblings she had, she takes it now and she's red.
I could see that.
So she's very bitter about that.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Just throw this all out here on the internet. She doesn't listen anyway.
There you go.
Oh.
It just means she's had to rise to the occasion, be the decision maker and stuff, right?
No, yeah, like she became a mom and she became a leader of her house and it just like she had to make decisions and but it's interesting that like she was the white growing up, mm-hmm. like who she innately was. Anyways.
I think that's
I can
cool.
definitely you're very, very peaceful, you're very relaxed and you're like an excellent peacekeeper.
Well,
so
thank
I think white
you.
Makes, yeah.
Thanks. I'm happy about it. I like it. I think that's cool. Kind of fun.
Totally. Okay, so next, oh wait, Tori, what color code are you?
I don't remember.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I know, I haven't taken the color test in years.
Right?
I need to go back and take it.
You should take it, follow up for next
Nadine
podcast.
Had us take it a couple months ago, but I just don't remember.
When I took it in high school, I caught on to the system really easily. Like A is red, B is blue, C
yeah.
is yellow. Or, you know, I was like, oh, so I like rainbowed it. And my teacher was like, there are no rainbows. It's like, you have a color.
And he's like, I am
like,
rainbow.
No, I got a perfect rainbow. And she was like, no, because there are an odd amount of questions and you will have a color.
Oh,
dang it.
So I don't know why I tried to do it that way, but I am definitely a hardcore blue.
What a rebel, Nadine.
Just stir in the pot.
Stirring a little blue pot. I'm a blue white, like right down the middle.
That's usually so cool.
But I do lean blue. So
I think it's a fun test. I think it's cool to see. Because it's kind of simplified really from the other ones that are like so hardcore, but I think it's kind of fun to see.
Oh yeah, okay. But speaking of rebels, Casey, what is your tendency? Are you so for people that don't know?
Yeah, tell them about this.
There are four tendencies. There's the
upholder, obliger,
the questioner, yeah, the obliger, and the rebel. Mm-hmm. So the upholder, so it's just like how you react to
like expectations, right? Like inner or outer, like internal or external expectations of you.
Exactly. So the upholder meets both inner and outer expectations. The questioner meets inner expectations but resists outer expectations. Obligers meet outer expectations but struggle with inner expectations, and rebels don't meet anything.
No expectations.
Well, da, 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 da. I am an obliger. Through and through, unfortunately, which means, like you said, that I will follow through if someone asks me to do something. I feel like this like framework talks a lot about like work and stuff, which I work from home and I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I don't have that like someone putting a deadline on me thing, but I respond well to that, and it's harder for me to respond to like a deadline I put on myself. So that's an interesting one. But do you guys know what you are? You've taken this one too?
Yeah, I'm an obliger like you, Casey, and everything you just said is like, yep, that's true. If someone else gives me a task to do or it runs into my office and is like, I need you to do this right now, like, see, I'll drop everything I'm doing and be like, yes, I'll do it right now. And like, even if it hurts the work I am doing, mm-hmm, and like, and it's bad a lot of the time because I need to be like, nope, I need to prioritize and put you at the bottom of the list. But anyways.
But it makes people trust you and you're reliable.
But it makes people trust you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm actually in the middle of this book right now. I haven't finished it. I don't remember her last name, but it's by Gretchen
Rubin.
Rubin.
I like her a lot.
She runs a podcast too that is really, I listened to a couple episodes and I really enjoyed it. But what was I about to say? Oh, she said that obligers actually make up most of the population. Obligers are like, I want to say it was close to 40% of the population are obligers. And it was like 13% are questioners, like 13% are upholders. And then there was like a really low percentage of rebels. So
the rebels.
But Tori, you're a questioner too, right?
Yep.
Because I'm a questioner as well. So we struggle with outer expectations, but we're good with inner expectations.
But I think that's cool because you're just like, you know what your core values are, you know what's important to you, and you're like, I'm going to do things that are important to me. And then if somebody else asks something of you, you're like, let me figure out if that's important to me. Oh, yeah, it is. Exactly. And then I'll do it.
That's why I was really shocked when I got the questioner, because I was like, if people ask me to do something, I for sure am going to do it. But then I was like, I guess that's not true. But I usually only surround myself with people that I want to please. So if I value your friendship and I want to like please you and you put an expectation on me, then I will do it. But I have to like, I have to know why, or I'm like,
did I ever tell you guys that Shane took it, my husband, who is your sister, your brother, he is a rebel. He is a rebel.
Oh, I got it. Oh my gosh.
I mean, he took it a long time ago, and
I meant it as a joke.
He's a rebel, baby. Well, I don't know, because he took it a long, long time ago, and as he was taking it, he was like, I don't like this quiz. And then it came out rebel, and he's like, what? What does that mean? Like, I'm not a rebel. But I'm like, I think it's similar to the questioners, right? That you're like, you just kind of want to make sure that you do something on your own terms, I guess. I thought that was really funny. I'm like, I can see that.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
My husband's an upholder.
Is he? Yeah. I feel like those are like a rare breed. That's so cool.
I think it's very good. They're very ambitious people, but they burn out really easily. Mm-hmm. Like when it's like you can't turn them off, right? Like if someone has an expectation of you or if you have an expectation of yourself, it's like, I just think they
go, 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 go.
Yeah. So
I did not make my husband take this one, so.
Neither did I, Lex.
Do it. Tell me the answers. I love personality.
They're so fun.
Okay, I think this is our last one for you.
Oh, the last question, or I guess test, that you took was, what is your love language?
You know, I don't know that I've ever taken that before, just taking it recently. So I came up with like a 1-point difference between words of affirmation and physical touch.
Nice.
Isn't that interesting? Which kind of surprised me because quality time is great. Acts of service are awesome, but
they're all gifts are amazing. Really
great too. I mean, give me all the gifts you want. But I thought that was funny. Give me all the gifts you want. I'm realizing that I really like words. I like talking. I feel That's like I'm a verbal, what do I always say? I'm like a verbal processor. And so that would make sense that I like, you know, I enjoy words because I feel like that's how I process things. So kind of cool.
Yeah.
You're so good at giving gifts. I would have pegged you as a gift giver.
Really?
Yeah, you're so good at giving gifts. I am? You like are the most thoughtful person I know.
That's
so
really nice of you. I don't even know about that, but that's really nice.
You're like, I will take it.
I know, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'll take all the gifts. Cool. Lexi, what are yours? Because everyone, they tend to have their top two, right? Yeah. Lexi, you don't know? I don't know. Take the quiz right now.
Take that quiz.
Well, I already opened all these other quizzes in my tabs.
Good. But you got lots of homework.
Take it after the episode, okay?
All right. What would you guess?
What are yours?
I want to know what Lexi would guess.
Probably quality time and words of affirmation.
Love it.
That's what I would guess.
We shall see.
We shall see. Okay, Tori.
I am a quality time and acts of service.
Me too.
Oh, I love it.
Our poor husbands.
Our poor husbands.
I feel like those are the two like most giving, like you must give me your time and you must serve.
Serve me.
Go do the dishes.
Go do the dishes.
But stay here right next to me the whole
time. And talk to me.
You need to talk to me while you're doing it.
Oh my gosh.
Totally. Those are great.
Perfect. Well,
what were you
gonna
say?
I was just gonna move us along.
Yeah.
Now that we know who Casey is as a muggle, let's get to know Casey as a witch, wizard, magical person.
Mm-hmm. The magical person.
I just feel. Anyways.
Preach, Lexi.
It's testify. Weird calling people a witch. That's all.
I'm not a fan.
I know.
That's why I don't like that.
I'm not a witch. So I'm your wife.
So, Casey, tell us your journey with Harry Potter. How you became a fan, when you were first introduced to the books or the movies or...
Okay. Well, I was trying to think it through because doesn't it kind of feel like it's always been a part of your life? I feel like we're all...
It's true.
Kind of the right age where... We were like aware of it pretty young, you know? Yeah.
You like grew up with it.
Yeah. And so I do remember, like, I was thinking about this today. I remember reading the books, but I don't remember when I read the first one. And I don't remember like how that all started. But I know that I would read them and be super excited when I finished one because you could go to school and take those like AR reading tests or something. And they were always so
I've
many
got stories
points.
About that.
Wait, right? How is Harry Potter on the tests?
No, it's like they just had like comprehension type tests, right?
Yeah, so like after you finished a book, you were allowed to take that book's test.
And you'd get all these points.
And you get points.
How old am I?
And
you got points for it.
I don't know, you're too old. I can't be that
I remember I was so excited because I took like all four, like... The four Harry Potter books that were out, I took all four of the tests in like one go, like my score got boosted so much. And I was like, "This is amazing!"
Oh my gosh. Yeah, wait, guys, No, so Lexi, funny. You got mad at me for this in sixth grade. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah. This is because... how we met.
Well, I was homeschooled for a couple years, and so that was like when I read the bulk of all the Harry Potter books. And these, you get the AR points based on how big the book is.
Yes.
So when all the other books came out, like I came into sixth grade, and I just took like all of them all at once, and I just racked up like all these points, and I got like VIP treatment at our like our hangout like parties, because they're like, Nadine has 3,000 points. She gets all this food. She gets dessert. She gets to pick a book. She gets to.
That is so.
And Lexi
funny.
Was like, "You read those books outside of this year. You don't get to take that test."
Oh my gosh.
And my cousins were mad at me too. They were like, because it put me at like this 12th grade reading level, because it was like, you read all those books in such a short amount of time, like that's amazing, when in reality I was at like a third grade reading level, because oh, God. I listened to them all on tape.
Oh, yeah, she didn't even read them.
Yeah. Oh my god! So
and they're like, Nadine, you are cheating the system, and I'm like, and I am enjoying it every second.
Oh, well, I mean, it was the best, because those were like big, huge books that you actually wanted to read, and they were like, yeah, they were like always higher than your actual current reading level or whatever, and then you got all mm-hmm. these points. It was so great. So I just don't know why that's a memory that sticks with me, but Casey, it's so good.
Casey, what year did you graduate?
2008.
How did I not take any of these tests?
That's so weird. I don't know.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
When did you graduate?
07?
07, right? Yeah, I was going to say, you're mm-hmm. only a year older than me. That is so funny. I don't know. Maybe you've just blocked it out of your memory at this point.
I just don't, maybe none of my teachers had me do that.
It was like a computer thing, right? You did it on the computer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so funny. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they started it a year after. They did like all those sort of things.
Oh my gosh.
You just missed out on all the rewards.
I just missed out on all that. Whatever.
You would have like racked up
points. I was going to say, dominated.
Troy reads like 60 books in a year.
Amazing.
So.
You could have had a lot of points, girl. We're going to find those AR tests and you're going to take them this year, right?
Let's
now.
Start an AR this. Test club right now.
I'm in. Book club. You can start a new podcast too.
Book club. Well, we'll test ourselves on our knowledge.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, this is not a bad idea. Cut this part out so you can save it so no one takes your idea.
No, it's just our idea. Don't let anyone take it.
We're getting a patent.
Well, I'm going to tell you more about Harry Potter. Let's see. What else? Oh, because the AR thing just sticks in my mind. But also, I do remember being excited to turn 11 and being like, I mean, just like, what if? What if I just got a cool letter?
You're like,
I don't know. I know that it's not really real or whatever, but like, I'm going to get a letter. If anyone's going to get a letter, it's going to be me.
Casey in Boise,
I'm
like, Idaho
I'm
is
doing
getting
this.
A letter.
I know, right? And I just always remember thinking like, someday she's going to write some American wizards and witches into the books, and then they're going to make the movies and they're going to cast me. I'm going to be in the movies as the American. I like had it all figured out. And
they're
I'm
gonna
like,
cast me.
They none of that happened, if anyone was wondering. Plot
yet.
Twist. None
yet.
Of that yet. Happened.
Yet.
Sorry.
We haven't made an American version of it.
It's just.
Yet.
Yeah, I'm not in any of the Harry Potter movies, if you thought maybe I was. I'm not.
Possible.
But that's all right. But yeah, I remember that. And then I remember, but yeah, like I said, it just kind of feels like it was always there, because I remember too, one time we drove. Where did we go? Oh, Boise has this really great state fair in the summer. And you, before you could like get your tickets online, right? You had to drive to the box office and go get the tickets for the fair. And I remember reading.
What?
I know, right? What is this world? I remember reading book number 4. Near the very end, and like heart racing, panicking in the car. Like, my mom is like in buying tickets for the state fair, and I'm like, I'm gonna die. And like, Voldemort's gonna be outside my car. Like, it was so scary. Our little like Dodge Caravan van in Boise, Idaho. It was so great. But I just remember that was like so intense.
That's
and then
awesome.
Book 5 was like so emotional. There was just so much. So, so fun. But I don't know. I can't say that I'm like, I just don't have all the knowledge that you ladies have, but I've got a love for it. and we went to Harry Potter World the other year, and it was amazing. So yes, we love the movies. It's fun. I'm on board.
Yes.
Harry Potter World is the best.
I know. I need a butterbeer. You know we should be drinking butterbeer, like, while we do this, right?
You're right.
Slurping.
What kind of podcasters are we if we're not sipping butterbeer? Oh, my goodness. Okay. So what Hogwarts house are you? We kind of touched on this briefly.
Oh, yes, we did. Well, despite all my efforts, just kidding. at the beginning, whoa, you know, when I first, I'm just joking. But, I mean, when I first took the test, when Pottermore first came out, in like, what year was that, people? 2011?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was, like, pulling for Gryffindor, you know. But
right.
I'm a Hufflepuff. I'm a proud Hufflepuff.
Yes, and you're still a Hufflepuff?
I'm still here, I think. I didn't retake it, and I wondered if I should, but I'm like, gotta be a Hufflepuff, right? I gotta be true to my roots. Gotta do it on your phone.
The phone one is like a whole new test.
What? Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll take it again. We'll have a follow-up. Oh,
it's pretty cool.
That's crazy. You can. Is it on the app or something?
Uh-huh, it's on the Wizarding World app.
The Wizarding
World. And, like, we each got... No, Lexi, you stayed true to Hufflepuff, right?
I stayed true. I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
because I took it at, when they switched the app, I got Gryffindor. Tori got Gryffindor, right?
I honestly think it's because I, like, I had completed an amazing run. I was, like, on top of the world. I was like, yes! So I'm pretty sure that's how Gryffindors feel all the time. Because I have never, ever, ever gotten anything Gryffindor my entire life. I've always been a Ravenpuff. Like, I sometimes get Hufflepuff. I always get Ravenclaw.
That's so awesome. So, yeah. Well, yeah. I guess I'm going to have to retake it, guys.
It was like, it was the slap in the face. I was like, I don't know what to do with my life right now.
Who am I? Identity crisis. Identity crisis.
What's funny, though, is on the Wizarding World app, they have been frequently sending out, like, just articles written by people from Slytherin and Hufflepuff, like, how I came to terms with being a Hufflepuff, or how I came to love being a Slytherin. Like, it's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Because apparently everyone else is feeling the same way.
That is so funny. I need
therapy in accepting my Hogwarts.
Like, how do I do this?
Well, I guess I might have to retake it then. Just to see.
Yes. Well, all the questions are, like, it's all interactive, and you, like, move your phone around and figure out stuff.
That's awesome. You
gotta try it.
Yeah, do it when you're alone in your house, or you'll look a little...
You look like a weirdo.
Like, looking around the room, like, where is my owl? Oh,
that's awesome. I'm gonna have to do it.
Yeah, you do. So that's your Hogwarts house. What is your Ilvermorny house, which is the American school, for those who don't know?
I took the test, and it was hard to find, I have to say.
Yes.
And...
Yeah, it's off the Wizarding World website.
You guys, what does that mean? Does that mean that we're pumping some new stuff out here soon that I don't know about? Why is it off? I don't know.
Yeah, Casey and I were talking about this because she was like, I can't find this quiz. And I was like, what? It's on the app. And then I was like, holy crap, it's not on the app. And then I was like, what?
It was on Pottermore, but when they switched over, it disappeared.
Oh, weird.
Which is really lame.
Yeah, we were just kind of theorizing, like, what if, because the Crimes of Grindelwald, like, Fantastic Beasts is, like, incorporating some of, like, North American magic, that they are, like... taking some of it off while they, like...
So they don't spoil the movie or anything.
Yeah, so they, like, nail down a few things.
Yeah, before. Maybe. Interesting. That's interesting.
We're, like, hoping that's the reason, because why would they just plain old take it off?
My theory is that my prophecy is coming true, and I'm going to be in the next movie. So, Fantastic Beasts, here I come. If anyone with any influence is listening here today, hook a sister JK up, okay?
We know you're listening, JK.
JK. I'm here for you, JK. Gosh. So anyway.
It'd be crazy if JK Rowling was listening to our
podcast. Wow, man.
We're so honored. So,
okay. Tori, I was trying to find all this, like, stuff on the Ilvermorny houses to explain it to Casey, to even just, like, explain her house to her.
Yeah, because I don't know.
And I couldn't find any of that stuff, too. But I, like, do you have, like, a rough overview you could tell her, like, because they're different than the Hogwarts houses, right?
They are very different. It's So Hogwarts houses value certain attributes that you, like, it's what you value. So Gryffindors value bravery, Hufflepuffs value loyalty. Like, it's not, they don't have to be loyal, like Zachariah Smith, but they value it. Like, it's...
Whoa. Why are you attacking at the Hufflepuffs?
Yeah, why didn't you pull a Ravenclaw example out?
Sorry, okay. Yeah. Gilderoy isn't that smart, but he obviously focuses on the smart people.
That's a great example. I like that.
All right, good. I'm glad that I made you happy.
Well, I just wanted Casey to be a Wampus really, really bad because we have
no Wampuses.
A Wampus.
Yeah, we've never met a Wampus cat.
I'm so sorry. Anybody's to a Wampus.
On the street, I'm like, hey, take this quiz.
Are you okay? Time for a quiz.
We'll find one.
Anyways.
But anyway.
Okay, Lexi.
Oh, so what is your Patronus, Casey?
Well, hold on. I don't even know if I said what I was, did I? Did I say I was a
I
horn
serpent? So.
I'm a horn serpent. Oh. And I let everybody down that I'm not a whatever it's called.
No, I think it's awesome because Angela is a horn serpent as well. I think that's really cool.
So, but wait, what are you guys though? You're all, what's that thing?
Pukwudgie.
Pukwudgie.
But one time I got Thunderbird and I was really proud of myself. But yes, I'm a Pukwudgie.
Man, it was kind of a hard test. But anyway, horn serpent. But Patronus, I can tell you about that too.
Casey, the cool thing about the Ilvermorny houses is that you stand in the middle, and then this, like, there's a statue of a Pukwudgie, a horn serpent, a Wampus, and a Thunderbird. And the statues will, like, turn to you if they want you in their house, and then you get to pick.
Really?
So it's kind of like The Voice.
It's The Voice. Okay, oh, see, this is really relating to me on lots of levels. I'm really into
Can
this.
You, like, sign me up?
So, again, the movie.
So it's like what you pick, you know?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. And that's like the sorting ceremony at the school. You know, I did try to read a little bit, and I saw that you don't get your wand until you show up at school.
Yeah, you only have it at school because the wizarding laws in America are much harsher.
Well, come on,
it's probably
America.
Safer, let's be real.
Yeah, that's so funny. Anyway, Patronus, yes, I'm a wild cat. I have a wild cat, nice. Patronus, I guess. But how many of those are there?
Is
there
like so when you say wild cat, are we thinking like cougar?
I don't know.
Or
let me go look at the picture. Because
or is it like some like random...
It literally
crazy
just says
cat that's
cat.
In a barn.
Oh, hopefully not. That would be feral cat, I feel. Barn cat? I don't know.
Barn cat.
But
let me my cat.
There you go.
My actual cat, who's the worst cat in the world.
Oh.
It's pretty cool looking. It's just like this little, like, it looks like a, I don't know, some kind of...
Like a domestic cat.
No, I don't... Yeah, it looks like a what are those animals called? A lynx or something? It's not... There's not very much detail on this picture, but I'm imagining...
Does it look like a cougar or a hippocampus?
It looks like a smaller version of a cougar or something, but I don't know.
The wildcat Patronus symbolizes one's ability to survive and adapt. And those who conjure the wildcat are very resourceful and can make incredible split-second decisions to get out of trouble.
I'm all right with that.
I will take it.
I will take that because remember what we said about not being able to make decisions earlier?
Like, didn't we already establish that you struggle making decisions?
Okay, maybe when it really matters, like you back me in a corner, like don't mess.
We need to conjure
then I've got it.
A Patronus.
That's so funny. But tell me more about Patronuses. Hiss. Well, I don't know. Like, does everybody here have a different Patronus? Or are there, like, just tons of
them?
Let's hear
it. Why don't you tell us your
Patronus? What's yours?
I actually was going to make a reference to my Patronus earlier when you were like, that's Casey in a nutshell. And I was like, I like nutshells.
I am a nutshell.
My Patronus is a gray squirrel.
Get it, girl. You know?
But I bit my tongue and I did not. I did not say that.
So funny.
I did not make myself look weird.
Oh my gosh. That is so, so funny. Well, tell me more. Gray squirrels, what else?
Tori? Mine is a West Highland Terrier.
Whoa.
It's the little dog that eats the yummy food in all the commercials.
Oh my gosh.
That's what mine is.
That is so
Oh my god. It's the Fancy Feast. Fancy Feast, that's what it's called.
Oh my god.
But in the little description, it says that it's active and it's intelligent and they have a high prey drive. I remember that. I was like, what the heck does that mean? Maybe that I just have so take funny. It as I have drive. Driven.
I'm yeah,
driven.
That's good. Drive. I like that.
I've got drive. And Lexi?
I have two Patronuses that I claim.
Oh, Lexi.
I'll never let it go.
Oh my gosh.
My cool Patronus is the Abraxan winged horse, which Ooh. Are the giant horses that pulled the
Beauxbatons carriage.
For the Beauxbatons.
Oh yeah. School.
Yeah.
She got that once.
I got that once and I'll 20 never years forget ago. It. But
I will
recently,
never forget.
I got Grumpy Cat as my Patronus.
Oh my gosh, what?
Like literally like the picture is Grumpy Cat.
It looks like Grumpy Cat. I don't know what it's really called.
I don't remember what it's called either, well, but it's
I love that.
I Grumpy guess cat. That's my spirit animal. I feel like I'm a pretty happy upbeat person though, so
but deep down you're just a grumpy, sad. Grumpy cat.
I'm always like a grumpy old man, I guess.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh. Well, Kit, is there like a new quiz on the app for this one too? Like
no. Oh.
There's not. I wonder if they will come out with one.
I mean I'm happy with nice. My wild cat. I don't know what it means, but
I always read the like Tumblr posts that talk about like I can't wait till like a Canadian kid goes to Hogwarts and learns how to do a Patronus and like some moose erupts out of its wand and be like, oh my so gosh.
I recently found awesome. Out that Garrett was chased by a moose when he was like 17 years old.
What? I have like, been chased by many moose.
Many a moose.
I found a moose in a bathroom once at girls' camp. That was what? Terrifying.
In
we won't. We'll save these moose stories.
Yeah, moose for the time. Moose episode.
Because I could
I
go
have
on
lots
for
of moose
hours.
Stories. Yeah.
Yes. But okay, Casey. Okay. So tell us about your. Oh.
Oh, I was just gonna say that a cool coincidence is that my parents went to the University of Arizona, and the mascot is the Wildcats.
Yes.
That's so
awesome. It's meant to be.
I know. I feel really proud about it. So, any Wildcat fans, bear down. That's all I'm saying.
I just got High School Musical stuck in my
head. That also is good. Oh, wow. I was in that, but not the movie. I was in the musical version of that. So it's just all coming together. It's all just a full circle.
It's a perfect blend. Okay, so Casey, tell us about your wand.
Oh, yes, my wand. Okay, I'm glad that you just said that in an accent because I was thinking that I'm not going to be able to make it through this podcast episode without just pretending to speak in a British accent. I just don't know. Does it happen all the time for you guys? Because
yeah,
how do
for
you
Nadine
not read
more
this?
Than most.
Do you,
I'm just kidding, Nadine.
Shut up.
Because I don't know how to read this without an accent, but I'm going to do my best. My wand is silver lime wood with a unicorn hair core. 12 1/4 inches and slightly yielding flexibility, whatever that means. But come on.
12, Tori, you had the same idea that I did. I'm in our wand lore.
Hey, back
get out of
here. I don't remember what silver lime was.
Yeah, I looked at I'm here. So yes. Silver lime wands, they perform best for seers. And those adept in legitimacy.
You Whoa. Guys.
This nice. Is it.
You can read minds.
Are you
Casey.
A seer? Casey.
I did make a prophecy about the movie thing. I'm not going to let it go.
You did make a prophecy in this podcast.
So, I don't know. Stand back, Professor Trelawney.
Okay, so you said unicorn hair?
Yeah, unicorn hair. 12 1/4.
Unicorn hair, they're the most consistent magic. They're difficult to turn to the dark arts.
Good job.
They're usually the most faithful of the wands, regardless of if you're a good witch or a bad witch.
Nadine, yours is 12 1/4 too. Just saying.
Nice.
Unicorn hair, 12 1/4.
Nice. We're the same, hair? Just different woods.
But mine's unicorn hair, 12 1/4.
I Holy know, crap, Lexi, guys. We've talked about this. We're the same.
We're the same.
I love that.
That's funny.
And then what did you say yours was reasonably...
Slightly yielding.
Well, that's really interesting. I love it. I think it fits you because although you don't, like, actually read minds, I feel like
you just know what everyone needs naturally. Like, you're a very, very good supportive person. Like, you're just, it's like, I might not know what I need, but you know to bring me a cookie from Swig because I had a rough day. So you, like, read my mind in that way.
So that's,
I think
it's so very nice.
It's very fitting.
Well, hey.
Maybe she does read my mind.
Maybe I just didn't want to tell you. That I
or maybe you should just always bring Nadine cookies from Swig no matter what.
Here's the secret, you guys. Cookies are always a good idea. So you'll never go wrong if you just bring someone a cookie. That's so funny. Well, I think it's pretty cool. Ever since I took that from the test years ago, I always thought that was really cool, but I couldn't remember what the breakdown was. So thanks for telling me about that, because that's kind of cool.
Totes begotes.
I love it.
So what's your favorite Harry Potter book?
Sorry, I'm here. That's my question.
That's
your
question.
Well, you're not going to ask it, then I'll
I'm back. I'm back. No, I do want to know what your favorite Harry Potter book is.
Well, again, remember how I don't make decisions very well, except for the Wildcats do? I just think that's a hard question. But I would have always said the third. And I think I'll stand by that. I think I love the third Harry Potter book the most. I feel like I loved, I mean, it's been a long time since I've read these guys, so I'm going to have to get back on it. But I just feel like I love that Harry, like, finally had some, like, family connection in that book, you know? He, like, had some people that were, like, in his corner. And I just felt like the poor guy never had that, you know? So I liked that for that reason.
That's my favorite book, too.
It's so good.
Mine, too.
It's so good.
Wait. What about the movies? Which one's your favorite?
You know, I don't know. And that's not because I can't make a decision. I should probably just rewatch them all because I like them all for different reasons. I liked the third because I liked the third book, but I know that a lot of people weren't as happy with that one because a lot of things changed, but I liked it.
Right? I was one of those people.
Yeah, which is totally understandable because so much changed, but I still thought it was kind of fun. But I mean, those like last few when they're all grown up are really awesome too. So I guess I'll have to get back to you after I rewatch them all.
Cool. So who's your favorite Harry Potter series character?
I feel like that changed as we went through, but I was always a Fred Weasley fan. Always loved him.
Fred.
And I feel like I loved Sirius Black. And felt like I just kind of wanted to be Hermione, so that's fine, right? Because she's really cool. So there you go.
Oh my goodness. Tying this back in, I'm reading this book about the four tendencies, and she references Harry Potter in that book many times.
You know, she's like obsessed with children's literature, Gretchen Rubin, so I bet she does. Oh. That's so awesome.
Yeah, she is like, Hermione is an upholder. Shocker.
Yeah, shocker.
So she talks about Hermione a lot. It's just so cute.
I love
y'all
that.
Should read it.
It's probably because I just wish I was an upholder, but I'm not. So I love Hermione.
And then if you could work in the wizarding world in any job, what would be your dream job?
Well, now that you've told me I could be a seer, is that a job?
You'll be the new Professor Trelawney.
I mean, do I have to be, like, as kooky? She's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But she's awesome, too, so it's fine.
No, I was going to ask if your favorite character or characters, because you named a few, changed after watching the movies.
I mean, possibly because I feel like Ron was just a favorite through all of those movies. I loved him. And, my gosh, Lupin is like the best ever. I think I loved him in the books too, but I love Lupin.
Me too.
Right?
So does Nadine. A lot.
A lot.
So funny.
Too much.
Too much. But if I can't be Professor Trelawney, just working at Hogwarts would be cool, by the way. Don't you think?
Agreed.
Teaching? What would we teach? I don't have any of those skills, but that'd be pretty cool.
Well, I don't think any of us have any of those skills.
Don't you think
magic,
that you could, though?
So.
Yeah, listen. Listen up.
I could
believe
do it.
That you guys do. You've studied. Okay. You've done your homework, Hermione's. You know what
you
to
fake
do.
It.
Hermione's.
I could do it.
You could do it.
I could. Tori, you're Gryffindor showing.
Shut up.
Cool. Well, this is part of the podcast where we're going to do a little shameless plugs because Casey actually just released her own album, which is incredible. And it's also available for purchase. So, Casey, can you tell people, like, where to purchase your album?
Well,
and to hear your beautiful voice?
Sure. Thanks for sharing. That's so nice. I have a website. It's just my name, .com, CaseyMickelson.com. But do I need to spell that because it's spelled so weird? Or is it just in the show notes? I don't
know. Yeah, we'll link it. Okay. We'll link it.
We'll put it in the show notes. We can share it, like, in our Instagram story, too, or something.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, guys. Yeah, just released an album, and it was a lot of fun. So, there you go. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, and so we thought, because you are a fantastic singer, that we would quickly just highlight some of the music and the singers that we know from the Harry Potter books.
Love it.
Take it away, Ann. First one is Celestina Warbeck. She is known as the singing sorceress. You will remember in book 6 at Christmas time, Molly Weasley, who loves her, she was listening to her and Fleur was like making fun. Celestina is originally from Wales. Many of her hits include A Cauldron Full of Hot Strong Love and You Charmed the Heart Right Out of Me. those are going to be amazing ones. She's amazing. Also recorded a version of the Puddlemere United Team anthem, Beat Back Those Bludgers, Boys, and Chuck That Quaffle Here. That's the best song name.
Those are so good.
That's the best name at all. But yes, she is known as one of the main singing people.
Don't you just wish that we could hear that? Like, are they ever going to make an album? Right? I would buy it.
Maybe we should all, like, make an album together and just use those as the song titles.
Oh,
and we can write the songs. And...
I mean,
beat back those bludges, boy.
That would be amazing.
We could do something cool
back. So help me. So help me.
See, I pictured, like, some, like, 50s thing. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I pictured in my head going in.
That is so good.
Oh, that's funny. So the other band that we know is the Weird Sisters, who actually play at the, what's it called?
Yule Ball.
The Yule Ball, thank you. I was going to say the Goblet Ball. I was like, that's not
the right. The Goblet Fireball.
Wow, Lex, that sounds really cool.
No, they play at the Yule Ball in the fourth book. But the weirdest thing about the Weird Sisters is that they literally aren't sisters. They're all men. It's an all-male rock band.
That blows my mind.
What? Why would... What?
I hope that the one song that they sing in Goblet of Fire is one of their real songs. Like the, can you dance like a hippogriff? Like, I need that song to be real.
Oh my gosh. So we know that their instruments consist of a set of drums, several guitars, a lute, a cello, a bass guitar, and some bagpipes. So that's a pretty good round of instruments right there.
Yeah, that's going to make for some cool music.
We also know that they were all extremely hairy and dressed in black robes that had been artfully ripped and torn.
That's right.
So artsy.
So artsy. Oh, man. So that basically wraps up our episode. Casey, we really appreciate you coming and letting us know you from both the Muggle and the Wizarding standpoint.
Ladies,
where was I going with that?
You got there.
But it's just fun to have you here. We really appreciate it. And we know that our listeners are going to just love it.
Well, thanks. The best. Yeah,
so for our listeners, remember that you can always reach out to us on social media. We solemnly swear cast. Ask us your question. Tell us your insight. Let us know if you have any more questions for Casey. We can always bring her back here and pound her for more questions. So just let us know if you disagree with anything that we said.
No. It's going to delete it. Just ignore that.
Don't disagree with anything. With anything.
Why would they disagree with anything about Casey?
Because it's all truth.
Don't disagree, please. I'm too fragile.
Let us know if you think Casey's not a Hufflepuff.
I do want to like to know, Casey, actually. I don't think that her love language is words of affirmation.
I mean, if you know more than I do, please chime in.
I think Casey would like to know your insights.
I would, actually.
We would love to hear from you.
Oh, gosh.
Mischief managed.